السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, sisters listening at the madrasa and over the receivers, once again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal, His kindness, His favor upon us, that He blessed us with the tawfiq of gathering here for His remembrance and reciting salat and salam upon Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Repeatedly I have mentioned the purpose and the objective of this majlis that we have on Thursday night in the name of Majlis of Zikr, that it is to light up the fire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love in our hearts, to light up the ishq, the fire of ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, to such an extent that it becomes extremely easy for us to do all those things pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to distance ourselves from everything that is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it is in our business life, whether it is in our homes, whether it's in our dealings with people, whether it is in our relationship with our husbands, if they are women folk with their husbands, or the husbands with their wives, with their children, and with the family members, the whole life, whatever the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah are, to implement that in our lives. And when we are going to do that, then automatically it's going to bring sukoon in our lives. Our lives are not going to be disturbed by the outside noises. There will be tests and trials, there will be people that will be saying things or doing things or planning things, plotting, scheming to hurt, to cause injury, to cause pain. But whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses with this nisbat ma'allah, that he's got that ta'alluq with Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so then he will consider everything coming from Allah ta'ala. As long as he is trying his level best to do that which is pleasing to Allah ta'ala, and he's making a lot of istighfar and tawbah over that which he realizes is a shortcoming and weakness in his life, so then Allah ta'ala will give him, because of that nisbat, he will give him sukoon under difficult conditions also. And that is the purpose of reading this poetry tonight of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuh, my Shaykh and Murshid, in which he beautifully sums up what I have just mentioned. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, hai isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, hai isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. This is a subject which I have discussed so many times that there are only two routes. I have mentioned this to so many people also who come with problems, problems and problems. They say we are doing this and we are doing that, we are making dua, we are making namaz, we are making zikr, we are making tilawat, we are trying our level best to stay away from haram, and still we are being faced with so many tests and conditions. So I have mentioned to practically everyone who came with such kind of problems that you find me a third route, find me a third road to Allah Ta'ala, and I will show it to you. There is no other road, there is no other route. There are only two. One is the route of sabr and the other is the route of shukr. There is no third route. Everything else will be branches of the same route. There are many ways of getting to Allah Ta'ala, but at the end of the day, it's going to be one of these two routes. Allah Ta'ala has got His system, Allah Ta'ala has got the universe created. He is the one who gave us life, He is the one who gives us wealth, He is the one who gives us health, He is the one who blesses us with all the ni'mats and bounties. And He is the one who also sends the tests and trials. So there are only two routes, there is no third route. Either the person is going to make a lot of shukr over all the ni'mats and bounties that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given to him, and either the person is going to make sabr over the difficulties, the tests and the trials that will come in his life. No person in this world can be without tests and trials. Can be Allah walas, can be the Nabis of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If they are not safe from any kind of test and trial, then who are we to say that in our time we've got more piety than them? They were tested. And our tests are nothing in comparison with the type of tests that they had to go through. But can anybody say that Allah Ta'ala was displeased with them? Na'uzu billah. That's why He tested them. ND6615, Corolla, move your car please. 6615. So those tests were also for an increase or an elevation of the status and the position. Allah Ta'ala wanted to give them more respect, more honor. Allah Ta'ala wanted to show to the world that look at these bandas of mine, that what kind of tests and trials came upon them, but they were never shaken, they never wavered. They did not take any kind of drugs just to drown their worries, which were intoxicants, or any other kind of intoxicants. They did not commit suicide. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala, so many others, read the Hikayat al-Sahaba. All those tests and trials that came upon them, it was for an elevation of their status. Then why did they not commit suicide? Why did they not go on to intoxicants and drugs to drown their worries? Because they had a kind of wine that they had drunk, which was giving them such type of intoxication that they did not require the wine of this world, and that was the wine of the muhabbat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala gave them such kind of intoxication, halal intoxication, that their worries were drowned when they know that my Allah is pleased. He is testing, but He is pleased with my istiqamat and with my steadfastness. Otherwise, every day we listen to such kind of statements, Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. Honestly, it's becoming so worrisome, the type of statements that people are making. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala must protect us. How can Allah be like this? How can Allah be like that? How can Allah be like that? Na'uzu billah is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wa ghulam. Allah Ta'ala must ask us everything. Wa we His ghulam. We His slaves or He is our slave. He must listen to us or we must listen to Him. He blessed us with life or did we bless Him with life? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if He is sending the test, but provided we are staying away from haram, then we will retain that sukoon in our life. Now we don't want to stay away from haram, but we want that sukoon that comes upon the hearts of believers. What is sakina? Hiya noorun yastaqirru fil qalb. It's noor that descends on the heart of the believer. In the hearts of the believers that sakina and that sukoon comes and the tranquility comes. It comes from above. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts it into the heart, irrespective of the conditions outside. The person will still suffer pain in the body. He will suffer pain in his head and in his stomach. And the person may suffer losses in his business. And the person may suffer losses in his family. And the person may suffer losses in the fruits. How many times we heard the ayat? وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So there are only two roads. Either we are going to be tested with loss, with difficulties, with hardship, with sickness and pain and problems. Oh, Allah Ta'ala will bless with plentiful of ni'mats and bounties, good health, good home, good wife, good children, good car, good everything, and He will test for sabr, for shukr. So therefore He says, hey, si tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. This is the only way. Either sometimes you are making shukr, or sometimes you are making sabr. There were a group of people that were sitting, and practically everybody had sugar business, and mostly ulama, and they were all good, pious ulama. But practically everybody was suffering from sugar diabetes. So that one person asked, he says, Maulana, what is this? All this ulama, sugar. I say, isliye ke wo shukar zyada karte hai. They make a lot of sugar. So Allah Ta'ala gives him a small factory of sugar in the stomachs. That is just light-hearted. It doesn't mean that. But the fact is that it is sickness. So now Allah Ta'ala gives them rewards on that sickness. Doesn't mean you mustn't take medication, mustn't go to specialist, mustn't take treatment. But these are the two routes to Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. But our weakness is that we don't appreciate the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. We don't make shukr over the ni'mats in the true sense of the word. Look at which places, what kind of places our wealth is being used. What kind of places. What kind of tickets we purchase. And where do we go and spend that wealth. So then when azab comes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we must blame ourselves for it. So if we don't have sukoon in our lives, there is something wrong with us. Difficulties, tests and trials even came upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, meri abdiyat pe ya rab ye tera fazl karna.
Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Oh my beloved Allah, to live in your pleasure and to die in your pleasure. Our maut, our hayat, everything was before the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the person is living and is walking on this earth, the earth also says, you are so beloved to me. The earth says, you are so beloved to me. And when the person goes down in the grave, then the grave also says, when you are walking on the surface of the earth, you are so beloved to me. Now that you have come down, see how I treat you with such kindness. When the person is living also, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is pleased. And when the person is dying also, Allah Ta'ala is pleased. When we come into this world, we come crying. We must leave this world in a state that we go smiling and the people remain crying behind us. Not that the people must be happy and excited that we got rid of one bala from the surface of the earth. The person was causing so much of injury and pain and hurt and problems for people that when the person leaves, then there is excitement, there is happiness. We must leave the world in a state that we go away happily. We say, oh Allah, how I was awaiting this day to meet you. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. We empty our hearts before our death. Oh Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. We say, oh Allah, I have emptied my heart. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. It doesn't mean after that the person is not going to eat, is not going to run his business, is not going to marry, is not going to do anything. He'll do everything. But then he will do it like how the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in did. They went to the highest positions in the land. They became governors and they became Amirul Mu'mineen. But look at their lives.
ये तेरी रज़ा में जीना ये तेरी रज़ा में मरना मेरी अबदियत पे या रब ये है तेरा फजल करना यही आशिकों का शेवा यही आशिकों की आदत कभी गिर यो बुका है कभी आहे सर्द भरना
The ushaq, the lovers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is their adat. All lovers, that is their adat. Sometimes it is the tears of muhabbat that flow. And sometimes the tears flow because of the fear that I may have displeased and annoyed my beloved. That's all. Life is going to be between the two. Sometimes in the happiness and sometimes in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person is shedding tears. Deep-hearted love of Allah ta'ala. Because a person cries out of muhabbat also. Tears are of different kinds. And sometimes he's crying because I have displeased my Allah Ta'ala. And now he's got the fear and the khawf. So kabhi giriyo buka hai, kabhi aahe sard bharna.
Yehi ishq ki alamat. یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا
یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت There must be some علامت There must be some sign How do we Prove that we've got love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yehi ishq ki alamat, yehi ishq ki zamana. Kabhi zikr ho zuba par, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. That sometimes the person is remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with his tongue and sometimes he's remembering Allah ta'ala in his heart. In other words, in all actions of his, he is remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that he's going to say subhanallah, subhanallah 24 hours. But in his business, he is remembering that my Allah is watching and he has got certain ahkam and certain orders and commands of how to conduct my business. So that is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. In the nikahs, in the walimas, in his zakat, in his hajj, in his fasting, in every action of life, sometimes that remembrance is in the heart and sometimes remembrance is on the tongue. That is the alamat, that the person has got love for Allah Ta'ala.
Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara,
meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna, the sum total of my life, meri zindagi ka hasil, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. In other words, oh my beloved Allah, when I'm living also, let my living be amongst those who are your shaq, who are your lovers. And when I die also, let me die amongst those people who are, have got your love in their hearts, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their hearts. Because even when we are going to enter Jannat, inshallah, it will be, ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan marziyah, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. First enter amongst my ushaq, the ibad. Those who are really my lovers in the world and who obeyed me, now go meet them in Jannat. So therefore he says, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, and the support of my life. We all need support in our life. He says, support of my life. Meri zist ka sahara. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. If a person is going to remain in the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he will get the love of Allah Ta'ala and the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his heart. Once again, as Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alaihi, very beautiful in simple layman's language, he says, kapda kapde walo se milta hai. Mithai mithai walo se milti hai. Dood dood walo se milta hai. Allah, Allah walo se milta hai. Where else can we get Allah? Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. On one occasion after recitation of Salat and Salam at the Rauza Mubarak of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when coming out of the Haram Sharif, after reciting Salat and Salam at the Rauza Mubarak, tears flowing, returning to the hotel, it was the first Salam upon arrival, and then just this one couplet just kept on coming on my tongue. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. And I too began to think and reflect over it, that why is it this coming repeatedly? For the first time it never used to happen like that. But this time, why is it from the Rauza Mubarak right up to the hotel? It's just one thing. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. So I gave it a little bit of thought, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put into my mind that who could be the greater aashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we are saying this, we normally think of some Allah walas and some buzrugan deen and some mashayikh and people of piety and taqwa. That is what we think when we say it. And indeed for us that is what it is, that all of us cannot be there. So it is that look for those people who are pious, righteous, people of taqwa, people who have got Allah's muhabbat in their heart, Allah ta'ala's love in their heart. But then there I began to think that who could have been, and that thought came that that is the reason why. Because we are saying we want to live amongst your ushaq, and we want to die wherever your ushaq and your lovers are dying. And they have passed away, or we want to pass away amongst them. So then who is a greater lover of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And we believe in the hayat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the people say what they say. We believe that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala has given him hayat. No, when we go there to the Rauza Mubarak and we recite Salat and Salam, he listens to it personally and responds. And so many things that are happening. So now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the greatest lover of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In his whole life there was nothing but love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Look at all his du'as, Allahumma, Allahumma, Allahumma. Even when he's seeking protection, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika. And when he's seeking something also, Allahumma inni as'aluka. Insha Allah, Masha Allah, Inna Lillah, Subhanallah, Bismillah, everywhere nothing but Allah, 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 Allah. What kind of love here for Allah? Look at his zikr, look at his tilawat, look at his tahajjud, look at his ishraq. Standing on his feet whole night with his feet swelling because of his engagement in that tahajjud where his heart was with Allah. What kind of love for Allah? So therefore this was coming on the tongue. Tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. Because I had been making dua there that, oh Allah, create the conditions that during the latter life we are blessed with the opportunity of permanent residence here. And then let my death be in Madina Tayyiba. So this came into mind that ushaq of nobody is a greater ashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So therefore, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. Who could be greater ushaq and lovers of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than the Sahaba-e-Kiram, more than 10,000 of them in the Qabristan of Madina Sharif. So to die and to be buried amongst them. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Wahan ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. بس عرب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. We conclude tonight with one more couplet and inshallah some other time. میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب. From whom did we learn the love of Allah Ta'ala and the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala we never even heard of in our lives. The only thing we had learned was make namaz 5 times a day, must fast in Ramadan, give zakat and go for hajj. What is the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Where did we learn that from? From those people who were the lovers of Allah and His Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise we knew nothing. Where did we know all those terminologies which we listened to so many times? We thought dard means some kind of a pain. When somebody spoke about dard-e-dil, then we said, no, ya Allah, I don't want dard-e-dil. I don't want pain in my heart. I don't want to end up with a heart attack. Then we learned that dard-e-dil, when it is referred to in the poetry of the Allah Walas, it refers to the muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now who doesn't want dard-e-dil? May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this commodity. It is something that is missing. It's an ingredient that is missing. Many a times, ask some of those women who are all the time baking cakes. They say sometimes if they forget to put certain ingredient, the cake is a flop, finish. Some ingredient is the most essential ingredient, and without it, the cake is a flop. And that is our condition. That we've got our namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, but because we don't have this ingredient of the muhabbat of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, therefore it seems like everything is lifeless. But don't neglect that also. Consider it as a ni'mat and continue making the effort to increase the spirituality. We must not say because we don't have it, so what's the purpose now? Close shop and go and have a rest. No. Continue. We always aspire for higher position and status and the best in everything. So let us keep on making the effort and aspire for it. Allah will bless us, inshallah, with it.
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allahu 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 Allah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ
illallahu illallah, 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 illallahu illallah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لنكونن من الخاسرين My beloved Allah, My Rahim Allah, My Kareem Allah, My Most Forgiving Allah, Most loving Allah, most compassionate, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most generous, most kind Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives from the time we became of age up till now. My beloved Allah, day and night we have used your own given bounties for your disobedience. Day and night we use our sight, our hearing, our speech, our hands and feet, our heart and mind for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah besides you, my beloved Allah, you would have destroyed us by now. How loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and merciful you are. In spite of all our sins that we commit day and night, you still give us to eat and drink and wear and travel around. My beloved Allah, there is no support for us besides your support. Don't snatch away and seize those bounties because of our sins and our disobedience. Don't turn away your glance of mercy and maghfirat, my beloved Allah, because of our disobedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our businesses will not give us barakat. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our children will not be coolness of our eyes. Our lives will be filled with restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. If you are ours, we will enjoy sukoon in our hearts. Tranquility in our hearts. Peace, my beloved Allah, in our hearts. Don't look at our sins, my Allah. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Your Nabi, my beloved Allah, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Havere Allah, Havare Hal Par Rahm Par. ہم گنہگار ہے سیاکار ہے بدکار ہے مجرم اور خطاکار ہے گندے ہے ناپاک ہے میرے اللہ Our hearts are dirty and filthy. We are everything, my beloved Allah. We acknowledge every sin of ours, every weakness of ours, every shortcoming of ours. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. But my beloved Allah, your ocean of forgiveness has got no bounds and no limits. Just one drop from the ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind, my beloved Allah. Tere liye koi mushkil nahi hai. It is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. Change the direction of our lives. Change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, jealousy. We have made our hearts pitch black, my beloved Allah. Lekin mere Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? Where do we go? Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean, up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom, my Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, bless us with good health. We are sick and ailing, spiritually sick, physically ill. Clean and purify our hearts of all sickness. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes amongst us. Our parents, our wives, our children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Whosoever is sick and ailing in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless them with complete shifa, my beloved Allah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, my Allah. Even if the sickness is in the form of rahmat and mercy for some, Ya Allah, change it to the rahmat of good health, for we are extremely weak servants of yours. Bless us with halal risk and sustenance in abundance. Ya Allah, don't let us become muhtaj and dependent. Let us have the shan of istighna in our hearts, my beloved Allah. Let our gaze be solely on your treasures. My beloved Allah, bless us with sustenance from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, what shortage is there in your treasures of halal? Why should we go towards anything that is haram? Don't leave it, let even one morsel of haram go down our throats. Bless us with halal and pakiza rizq, my beloved Allah. Hame sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de. Bless us with a life of respect and honor and dignity. Save us and protect us from a life of embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation, my beloved Allah. Protect us, my beloved Allah, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the mischief of the mufsideen. Protect us, my beloved Allah, from the fasad of the mufsideen. Protect us from all kinds of fitnas that are so prevalent in the world today. Ya Allah, bless us with protection from all calamities, disasters and problems. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. My beloved Allah, why else have so many gathered here this part of the night? The old, the sick, the weak, the little children. People with white hair already, my beloved Allah, all raising their hands before you. Oh, we have recognized you as our creator, as our khaliq, as our malik, as our rahim, kareem, Allah. You are kareem, my Allah. Therefore, we are raising our begging bowls before you. You are not a ma'bud that goes to sleep. My beloved Allah, you are watching us this very moment. Your gaze is upon us. You are listening to us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Don't forsake us, my Allah. My beloved Allah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our time, in our life. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering of mankind around the globe. My beloved Allah, especially the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wherever, in whichever part of the world they are suffering, Ya Allah, remove their suffering and their pain. Bless them, my beloved Allah, with the best of dunya and akhirah. Give us the tawfiq to pray 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj first. Those who have planned to go for hajj, remove all obstacles from their path, make their hajj maqbool, mabroor and asan. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all and to return to whomsoever whatever is due. Make us of those who are honest and truthful and righteous and pious and filled with life of taqwa. Ay, mere Allah, aapka qurb naseeb farma, aapki muhabbat naseeb farma. Fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death, my beloved Allah, visit us in a disco or cinema or theater or casino or rave club or listening to some music or watching some filth on the internet sites or the television screen. My beloved Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. How can we be in haram places? When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Waha ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare Quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi ko. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. Those students who are IT examination, bless them with success in the examination. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas at the school and the colleges and universities. Ey mere Allah, hamari aulaad ko nek bana de, salih bana de, aankho ki thandak bana de. Protect them from drugs and drinks and wines and women, rave clubs and discos and cinemas and theatres. Ah, my Allah, give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our homes and lives all those things that are causing such corruption in the lives of our children and ourselves. Give us the himmat, my Allah, of lions against our nafs. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں, وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.